Jeff Curry and his wife, Anne, are taking advantage of the early snowmelt to get a look at the latest progress on the Great Headwaters Trail.
Well, I must say, this is the first time we've taken a look at it. I mean, it's definitely dramatic.
I met them at the corner of Song Hill Lane and County Highway K west of Phelps. That's where the 8.5-mile stretch of the trail from Conover ends, and the work on the latest segment of trail is beginning. Over the winter, loggers came through and took down trees that are still strewn over where the path will wind through the woods.
We walked through here several times with the Forest Service and so on as the thing was being planned. So it's interesting to see what the result is and what they've had to do to clear the corridor.
This stretch that goes through the Schwamaganikley National Forest and into the heart of Phelps is the last 2 miles of the bike trail that will connect Conover and Phelps. It's a project that Jeff and Anne have been working on for about a decade.
It's a great feeling of accomplishment, and we think it may be done by midsummer.
The Conover-Phelps Trail is one of hundreds of recreation projects in Wisconsin that have gotten funding from the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program in the last 30 years. Great Headwaters Trail got $150,000 from Knowles Nelson for each of the last 2 segments of the Conover-Phelps Trail. The stewardship program will provide up to half the total cost, leaving towns and groups to come up with the rest of the money.
But it provides a great incentive for others. You know, if you can say you've got $150,000, it's a lot easier for others to contribute the other $150,000.
Jeff and Ann are in support of reauthorizing the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program, as is the Vilas County Board of Supervisors. They recently passed a resolution in support of reauthorization of the program. Board Supervisor Holly Tomlanovich says the county depends on the funding from the program to support its economy.
God gave us lots of water in the form of lakes, over 1,300. Gave us lots of woods and lots of fun things for people who come from urban areas seek out. We don't really have any sort of industry other than tourism.
The resolution calls for a 25-year renewal of the program that has historically only been renewed for 10-year periods.
We would like some security and guarantee. It sounds like a 10-year period of time is really long. It really isn't.
In his budget proposal, Governor Tony Evers calls for $70 million a year for the next 10 years renewal of the program. But that proposal will have to make its way through the Republican-controlled state legislature. State Senator Mary Felskowski told me she supports reauthorization of the program, but not for the amount Evers is calling for, and not for more than 10 years.
I think we need to be a little bit more responsible in how we move that forward and the amount of debt.
Felskowski has a few issues with the program. She says it has been used to buy up too much land in the northern portion of the state. She'd like to see reauthorization with a cap on how much land can be bought with money from the program.
So instead of buying 500 acres in Florence County, maybe we'd only be able to buy 40 acres outside of Milwaukee. But I think the utilization would be better, and we could get to people around Milwaukee or around Madison where there's young people that wouldn't have access to the great outdoors. It would give them that access.
Felskowski also says the program adds too much debt to the state's total because its main funding is through bonding. The nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau told me the state will need to pay a debt service of more than $78 million for the fiscal year that ends in June and more than $723 million through 2041 because of the stewardship program. While that is a large amount of money, Charles Carlin with Gathering Waters argues it's a small portion of the $22 billion of state debt every year, and its return value outweighs the debt.
Filtering our air and water, providing habitat for wildlife, protecting our communities from flooding, and giving us places to play, to recreate.
Carlin heads a group of dozens of state nonprofits that want to see the program renewed.
Just from that work that nature's doing for us every single day, so setting aside even all of the industry that's supported by the stewardship program, we get almost twice our investment back every single year, as much as we've paid into the program over 30 years.
Carlin calls the program Wisconsin's best source of funding for land and water conservation. He fears without it, the state's outdoor recreation and forestry products industry will suffer.
So the Wisconsin Policy Forum recently did a report, and they found that Wisconsin ranks 49th in the nation in terms of per capita spending on parks and recreation.
Back in Vilas County, Jeff Curry doesn't know where the Conover-Phelps Trail would be without the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund. But he wagers not nearly as far as it is now.
At any point, the lack of that program would have held up potentially, totally, the rest of the trail. So I don't know. So none of this logging would have happened, and we wouldn't be standing here looking at it.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Phelps.